Vilsack said among the first major farm bill initiatives to be implemented were disaster relief programs for livestock producers, many of whom have been waiting years for assistance.
As of close of business on July 31st, we had processed and received over 165,000 disaster assistance applications for which payment was made. $1.85 billion in payments had been paid out by July 31st to those 165,000 producers. There's still quite a few applications that have to be reviewed, but we are processing them very, very quickly, and it is fairly clear that we will obviously exceed the $2 billion mark in terms of disaster assistance.
After the 2008 Farm Bill passed, it took over a year to set up disaster assistance programs, but in 2014, it took under 10 weeks. Payments have been made through the Livestock Indemnity Program, Livestock Forage Disaster Program, and Tree Assistance Program. Plus, Vilsack said in March, USDA reestablished the Dairy Forward Pricing Program and extended milk income loss contracts until September 1st.
I just finished a briefing on the dairy program. It took 45 minutes for the team to outline a number of decisions that had to be made in terms of putting this dairy program together, and it just further impressed upon me the number of decisions, the amount of work that is required in the institution and implementation of each one of these programs. It is complicated and it's difficult, and we want to make sure that we get it right, but we also want to make sure that we're getting it done.
To learn more about this update on USDA's Farm Bill implementation progress, just visit their website. That's usda.gov/farmbill. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.